Mark, we saw the announcement of two more 3G pitches this week in the league. Do you feel that'll only be a positive step for the Welsh Premier League again?
Yeah, it's a great step forward for the league, really. They've got the equipment, not one for the purists, but the way clubs are in the Welsh Premier League, having 3G pitches is the only way that clubs are going to be sufficient. You know, generous benefactors aren't there anymore. Sponsors aren't as generous as they used to be. Crowds come to the turnstile, barely cover costs for most clubs. So it has to be, you know, clubs have become self-sufficient, and the investment that's gone into 3G pitches from the FAW, it's probably the biggest single development in the league since the formation in 1992. I think the quality of football is better on 3G, as games on the Scurry have shown this year. Let's go back to the Welsh Cup game between Barry and TNS. It was a horrendous day, and it was an excellent game, which wouldn't have happened if it had been played on a grass pitch. Given the fact that Barlow are one of the latest teams to benefit from the grant from the FAW, I'm sure everyone will agree that there's no more deserving surface than Ice Pledget. Especially for those who saw the Barlow against Newtown fixture a few weeks ago on Friday night.
I had the unfortunate pleasure of being there, to be honest, Mark. It was a wet and windy one, but do you feel all do you feel all the sceptics have sort of gone away now? Because I remember when TNS first brought theirs in, I know a lot of people were sceptical about it, calling it, you know, the plastic pitch, but a lot of people seem to have warmed to it now.
Well, I think when you go back to when the new Saints installed theirs, it was a different type of service as well. It was nowhere near as good as the current services. And you can see the difference in the TNS service, how they've relayed it. It's completely different to what it used to be. You know, the previous service that the New Saints had, I think it was right to criticise. And you can look at the Euro qualifier between Andorra and Wales, going back 12 months, you know, it was a dreadful service. So, to move on, and the quality of the artificial service now, I think, you know, European games are being played, and Newtown played in Europe on plastic this year. Same as the new Saints. So, you know, the standard of the pitches now, it makes it more than acceptable.
And you mentioned TNS there. I think with the two pitches now, that'll be eight altogether in the Welsh Premier League with 3G pitches. Does that get rid of this tag that TNS have got the advantage from plastic or 3G pitches, and it'll possibly bring teams closer to them?
I think TNS, the biggest advantage for TNS is the fact that they're full-time, whether they play on grass or plastic. And, you know, clubs are going to have to do a lot to compete against them when they're part-time coming up against full-time opponents. I was on the Career Council, actually, back last summer. And when the New Saints relayed their service to an improved 3G pitch, the players are struggling to get used to it after playing on the old one for so long. And maybe why they've dropped a few points this year. And also, you look at Airbus, they've underperformed this year from what they've been in recent seasons, and maybe they've struggled slightly to get used to the pitch. So, I think it is a bit of a level of importance back, but I think it's the fact that TNS and full time professional will always be the big advantage there rather than the surface that they play on.
And in other news across the league, we were met with the announcement from Real a couple of weeks ago that they'd appointed 24-year-old academy director Niall McInnes as the first team boss. He'll be assisted by his father, Laurie. That was a bit of a shock, wasn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I don't think anybody saw that one coming. I think he's one of the youngest top flight managers in the history of the game, I think. I don't know him personally, but I saw an interview with him that was on Scurry website last week. He seems a very confident, articulate young man. He's obviously very enthusiastic for the job, and I'm sure he's desperate to do well in it. I think the key appointment there, though, is probably fact that he's bringing in his father Laurie with him. For those who don't know, Laurie was part of John Hulse's coaching staff when Real were a dominant team in the Welsh Premier League. So he brings a lot of experience there. I think that could be, you know, perhaps even more important than actually what his son brings in terms of coaching.
And a father son combination. Hopefully there'll be no squabbles on the touchline for Real.
There'll be a few arguments over dinner.
And he's thrown in at the deep end. They've got a massive, massive game this weekend. They host Haverford West in the live game. Haverford West have really really struggling down the bottom. If they lose on Saturday, is it game over for them, Mark?
Yeah, I think in that game, you know, a point is no good really for either side, and Harvard West simply can't afford to lose it. They can't afford to lose any ground now. I would expect Rill to win at home, especially given the momentum of the new manager's first game. And I think once Rill will claim the 3 points I expect them to get, then Harvard West will be resigned to serve the Welsh League then.
In other games, Ballyface Llandudno in the top six. That's a tasty clash in the race for second, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, that's supposed to be really, really good. Really, you know, it's Llandudno first season in the league, back in the league. It's fantastic what they've done. Really important player for them is Mark Williams, obviously. Definitely on course, I think, to be player of the season in the Welsh Premier League this year. And he could even add the golden boot to that as well. He's currently joint with Tony Gray there. But, you know, credit to Llandudno, they've been a credit to the league. They've got excellent facilities. They've had really good crowd supporting them from the start this season. And in fairness, Emmanuel Alan Morgan in January, he went out and he brought in Jamie Reid, who would, you know, improve any Welsh Premier League club. So fantastic signing, and how Reid and Williams combined for the end of the season. I mean, Llandudno could have a really good chance of an automatic European place.
A bold statement there, Mark. And in the other game, well, one of the other games, it's the Robins who travel to Connacht Quay, always an entertaining one. Connacht Quay on a bit of a roll at the moment, so how do you see that one swaying, Mark?
Yeah, Andy Morrison's come into Connacht Quay and sort of really grabbed the club by the scruff of the neck, really, as you'd expect him to do. I think Andy Morrison said a few weeks ago that his side would have a bigger say on who qualifies for Europe, and I think they are the team in the top six who could beat anybody above them, cause problems for any of the teams above them. I suspect Connacht Quay to take the points on Saturday. But it'll be close, because they've got a resilient side.
I'll take that one, Mark, but judging on the stats, I've been doing me research, 3 wins in the last three at the Deeside Stadium, so if it goes with the form book, the points could be going back to Latham Park.
I'm going to go with Andy Morrison, in fact, I'm going with. Well, don't scare to lose.